This is episode 514. If you've been taking a fish oil capsule every morning and feeling pretty good about yourself because you're staying consistent to the fish oil sups, then I hate to be the one to tell you this, but there's a real chance the capsule and the stuff inside the capsule is actually rancid. Not metaphorically, like literally oxidized, that's gone off and it's sitting on a bottle on your shelf. So today I want to talk to you about all things omega-3 and also which brand is not going to be the one that goes rancid before you take it. It's a recommendation I've got for you, one that I take every day and everybody in this house does too. So let's get into it. Even as a scientist and nutritionist, I was secretly trapped in binge eating and hooked on sugar. And let's be real, the so-called solutions can feel overwhelming. Calorie counting, restrictive diets, weight loss pills, surgery, and even injections. I'm Maddie Lansdowne, and the truth is, more nutrition facts aren't the answer. It's understanding why we eat the way we do. And you don't need to be perfect to achieve great health either. That shift changed everything for me, and now I share it here as the host of the Real Weight Loss Coach podcast, where it's my mission to help 1 million people break free from the yo-yo diet cycle for good by bringing you the conversations that really matter in nutrition, health, and psychology. And I'm not afraid to challenge mainstream health advice when it doesn't stack up. Are you ready? Let's begin. What's up, my healthy friends? So a question that I get asked fairly often, and I did twice yesterday on two separate executive coaching calls, is, Maddie, what do you think about fish oil supplements? Or Maddie, what are omega-3s? And like, I hear I'm meant to be taking some kind of fish oil supplement because of omega-3s. I get or have been asked this question enough times over the course of my career working in nutrition and health coaching that I want to talk to it because I think it's something that's really important for a lot of people. So I guess the starting point is the basic overview is that omega-3s, they're an essential fat. Your body can't make them, so you have to get them in your diet. So that's really important. And there's sort of two categories you probably hear when we're talking about omega-3 supplements and fish oils, and depending on the level of specificity or testing that your coach or consultant or nutritionist or whatever is doing, then you may have heard about EPA and DHA, which are both readily found in marine sources, you know, so your fish and phytoplankton and algae. So that's where you're going to find good amounts of those. And also there's plant sources that have these kind of omega-3s available too. And the classic ones are chia seed and flax seed. However, they convert at a much lower percentage into EPA to DHA. It's only about 5 to 15%. So, you know, a lot of people that are vegans and vegetarians or that simply just like the idea of leaning into the plant-based movement, you might be a normal omnivore, but you prefer to do as many plants as possible. That the reality is a tablespoon of chia seeds or flax seeds is not doing the amount of omega-3 inflammatory management type thing that you think it's doing. It's probably doing something, but it's probably doing a lot less than you are expecting it to. So marine sources, I believe, are far superior. And I guess one of the other things when it comes to omega-3s is like, you might know also that there's omega-6s, there's omega-3s, there's omega-9s. There's all sorts of different omegas, and human beings over time have evolved basically, and there's a little bit of debate around this, but we've evolved on a one-to-one ratio of consuming omega-6s to omega-3s. So they're meant to be in this balanced sort of, you know, consumption, level of consumption. So we need omega-6s just as much as we need omega-3s, different things, different tasks, blah, blah, blah. However, the Western diet, which, as you know, is full of total shit, basically, it results in the ratio of omega-3s to omega-6s being 1 to 15. So 15 times the amount of omega-6s, or in some cases up to 20, you know, 20 times the omega-6 concentration to omega-3s. And like I said, it's not that omega-6s are bad, but at this level, they actually drive chronic inflammation. And you're going to find, you know, these kind of omega-6s in vast quantities in junk food, in anything that's got seed oils in it, things that have been deep fried, you know, bag or box or can kind of foods, chips, chocolate, fast food, you know, even if it's kind of healthy-ish fast food. There's a lot of companies that are getting really good at branding these days and sort of, whether it be the messaging or the restaurant design or the menu design or the language that they're using. A lot of these places that feel like, oh, this, I think I'm making a healthier fast food option, or I'm making a healthier out of my house option. They're still using tons of shitty oil, and there's heaps of omega-6s going into the food and into your belly and into your cells. And the thing is, you can't just flush them out with a detox, because they get built, these omega-6s get built into the wall of your cell. They're part of the cell membrane. So you can't just flush them out with a bit of a detox, right? So I guess, you know, one way to think about it is you're quite literally built from the fat you eat. So if we're building in inflammatory fat into our cells, then we're going to be in a chronically inflamed state for a very long time, right? It's and that's obviously not what we want, because along with stress, along with the shit in our water, fluoride and chlorine and all the other things, and then all of the shit in our food and all of the obesogens underneath the kitchen counter, underneath the sink in regards to chemicals that manipulate our biology in negative ways, with all of the crap and inflammatory shit that is in our lives, from cleaning products to makeup to the clothes we wear to the mattresses we lie on to the air we breathe to the water we drink, you do not need another source of omega-6s or something that drives inflammatory processes, right? And because of this westernization of the diet and commercialization of it, meaning, you know, it's all about profit and it's reducing costs, which means lower quality ingredients and systems, et cetera, it means that omega-3s are restricted in their capacity to do their job, and they're just not as accessible. And so for this reason, actually, it is a smart idea to have a fish oil supplement or an omega-3 supplement in your diet. And I guess, you know, there's a host of reasons for why that's a good idea. As I mentioned, for the omega-6s, they're built into your cell, into the wall of your cell. Omega-3s are the same structural component of every cell. Omega-3s are a high concentration in the brain, and that's a good thing. We want to keep that concentration high. They help regulate inflammation. So remember I said omega-6 to omega-3 balance is important. So if omega-6s, too many of those drive inflammation, the good news is leveling out that ratio helps regulate the inflammation. So the omega-3s are doing their job, helps support your mood, helps your focus, helps your cardiovascular health. It helps your nervous system. Your nervous system is wrapped up in good, healthy fats. So the more, the higher the supply of omega-3s, the better your nervous system will feel. Hence the idea of better focus, better mood, better memory, all that kind of stuff. EPA specifically has strong research behind it for depression and anxiety. So if we think about our feelings, you know, they're electrical impulses that run along our nervous system. So this all plays into what I've just said, which is, if we keep a good healthy supply of omega-3s and fats up to the nervous system, it makes sense that we've got some omega-3s here like EPA that have good research around depression and anxiety. You know, if you're getting good amounts, or if you're supplementing in heavy amounts, high amounts, that your depressive and anxious symptoms would alleviate, because we're nurturing and looking after the physical scaffolding that lives around and is the nervous system. So anything that has you on edge, or your feelings fluctuate, or depressive symptoms, the amount of fat and the amount of healthy fats and omega-3s in your diet could be a really important leverage point for improving that. Brain fog is part of the same thing. Remember I said lots of omega-3s should be in the brain. Mood stabilizing, joint stiffness reducing, that happens, or reduction happens when you're getting good omega-3s, or that balance is better. And so this is what happens when, you know, a depleted system finally gets what it actually needs. All of these things start to recover. And people often notice, and I've got, Yali, who I live with, obviously, my partner, and I've got friends and also clients that I've all recommended the supplement that I take. And I've got four people that I know personally that have given me the same feedback, that they notice their head gets a little foggy, or they're a little more irritable, or they're a little less focused. But it's all coming back to this brain function piece. When they don't take the supplements that we recommend to our clients, and that I take and we all take here as well. So it's really important to make sure that we're actually getting those omega-3s in the diet. Now, as I just said there, diet is super important. Like, I'm not one of these people that's like supplement everything and eat however you like. You need to clean up your diet. You need to, you know, we need to go to the cause of the problem, which is excessive omega-6s. So we need to clean the diet up. We also need to add in foods, whole real food that are naturally grown and farmed and or wild caught, to be able to actually get good amounts of these foods in. And going back to, I guess, going from the food part to the supplement part, is that, yeah, many people probably didn't know until this podcast that fish oil degrades quickly after it's extracted, right? After it's pulled out of the fish, and therefore it's highly prone to oxidation. And I've also heard this talked about on many podcasts, and, you know, whether it's Dr. Axe or Dr. Berg, or whether it's, you know, Benazzardi, or, like, you know, all of us have talked about this in some form, that many people are shocked to find out that a lot of the fish oil supplements out there aren't that reliable, in regards to their longevity on the shelf. And that's, again, commercial production of these kind of things require shortcuts, require cheaper systems, require cheaper ingredients or sources of the fish. And then there's a whole conversation about the way that fishing or taking fish out of the ocean for supplements destroys the oceans. And, you know, there's a whole I'm not really big on climate change narratives personally, but, you know, in regards to the food availability in the world, which is indirectly a part of that conversation, if we're needing to pull more and more and more and more fish out of the ocean for supplements, which depletes the supply of fish and thus nutrition and protein for the world in other areas, then there's a big problem there, right? So we want to make sure we're doing it in the right way. Plus, having fish burps are not fun and they're gross. So nobody wants that kind of situation to happen. So basically all of this is leading to me saying omega-3s are super important, and most people are deficient on the single basis that I know that they're living in a Western environment, which is full of toxins and full of shit. And it's very likely that most people are out of balance. You can get tests for this, by the way, but most people in my experience are deficient, have symptoms of deficiency, and also live imperfectly. Because you're a human being, I live imperfectly too. Again, this is why I supplement it. And we can blame capitalism, we can blame food commercialization, we can blame convenience culture and inflation and all that stuff. It's all true. It all contributes to it, and it's unfortunately shit. But what I'd like to recommend is, instead of a fish oil supplement, I work with a guy named Mark Pages. So he founded Vitality Nutrition, and he's been creating this company for many years, like before I was old enough to be basically working in the nutrition world. And so Vitality Nutrition do a clean omega-3 supplement, and it is not fish related. Fish eat algae and fish eat phytoplankton. And so the omega-3s that they get in their own body that we end up extracting into fish oil supplements comes from what they eat. So basically what they've done at Vitality Nutrition is skip or not even get to the fish part and just go straight to the fish's food source, which is totally loaded with micronutrients and omega-3s, right? So basically this is the supplement I recommend. I'll put a link down in the show notes below. I've been taking it for years now. Everybody here in our house takes it. I recommend it to every single one of my clients. And like I said, there's very few people that don't need it. There's a handful of supplements that most people will benefit from that I will recommend to almost everybody. Now, when we get into more specific therapeutic approaches to specific problems, that's a different conversation. But if we want a general base level of wellness, I'm pretty confident in predicting that there's probably a type of multivitamin out there that everybody needs. There's probably a type of omega-3 that everybody needs. And that's like the core foundation of pretty much like basic human function. So I feel confident recommending this. I know everyone that I've suggested it to has come back and continued to use this supplement and that kind of thing. And this is a supplement that I'm affiliated with this company. But I've recommended many products that I'm not affiliated with companies. And at some point I make the decision to say, I've experimented with this myself, with my partner, with my kid, you know, with, you know, my friends, family, blah, blah, blah. I want to be a part of this conversation because I think people need it. And that's me doing that right now. So if you want to get your hands on a Vitality Nutrition supplement, they've got a range of different products. But I know Mark personally. I know how he operates. He's a great guy. This is a company I fully support. And the link to get your hands on an omega-3 supplement down below. And honestly, finish the fish oil you've got at home and then move across to this stuff. There'll also be a discount code down below because I think that's really important, you know, just to save money in this capitalist expensive, you know, reality that we're all living in. So get good health, get a discount, understand a bit more about your health. Obviously, always fix it with food first is kind of my three F's, fix it with food, three F narrative. So get the diet right as well, right? Get rid of the shit, add in a supplement for optimization, eat really healthy, and Bob's your uncle. Anyway, thanks so much for being here, and I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast, simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the Real Weight Loss Coach podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is.
Something happened in the weight loss world recently, and I want to talk about it because all of a sudden it seems like the answer to every struggle with food, every craving, every chocolate binge or weight loss plateau is apparently putting needles in your stomach. And honestly, I mostly get it because I too am a human being. Because if you've spent 10, 20, 30 years trying everything, being told it's your fault that you're weak or being handed another meal plan that doesn't really work, of course, things like Ozempic and other weight loss drugs or even weight loss surgery start to look pretty appealing. And I'm not judging anyone who's made those choices, not for a second, but I am judging the industry that got us here. Because what nobody seems to be discussing or bringing up is what happens when you stop. What happens to your metabolism, to your hunger signals, to your weight, to the muscle mass that you lose, to your relationship with food that was already complicated before you walked down this path, right? Here's what I know after years of working with emotional and binge eaters. The craving isn't the problem. It's a signal, and signals have causes. They might be blood sugar crashes, they might be stress and cortisol, it might be emotional patterns that got hardwired a long time ago from convenience as a result of a chaotic life or in some instances trauma. Inside my Real Weight Loss program, I actually ran a trial group specifically looking at natural alternatives to weight loss medication. And the results genuinely surprised me because people started experiencing that stubborn weight that they hadn't been able to shift for a very long time start to move. But more than that, was the constant food noise in people's heads. That relentless mental chatter and thinking and obsessing about food and managing yourself around food. Will I, won't I, will I, won't I? That's what led me to MitoSync. It's the supplement stack I now recommend to virtually all of my clients, and I use it myself every day. There's no prescription required, no injection, no giving a drug company a permanent seat at your table. And what you can do is take the quiz at realweightlosscoach.com/foodnoise, and we can see if this supplement stack is the right fit for you. The link is down in the show notes below or the caption. Again, realweightlosscoach.com/foodnoise, or simply scroll down. The link is down there. Click it, find out for yourself. Natural first always is our passion and our mantra.